Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
All right, this is the weirdest Texans rumor I've heard in a while. And what makes it even stranger, you hear a lot of crap, but this comes from a credible source. This comes from one of the probably eight guys that I respect most when it comes to breaking NFL news. Everyone gets it wrong every once in a while. I hope for the sake of my sanity that he's wrong, because I don't know how much I can endure what he's putting out there. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, talking about the Deshaun Watson standoff between the 25-year-old franchise quarterback and your Houston Texans. Here is part one of what he had to say. You don't want to miss part two. If you're driving right now, park on the side of the road, because you might veer off when you hear part two. Here's part one.
The Texans have still not engaged in trade talks on Deshaun Watson, but I can tell you they continue to get calls even as Watson faces serious allegations in more than 20 civil suits alleging a variety of different sexual misconduct. Now, it is possible that things change here in the coming weeks and months and that the Texans look to trade Deshaun Watson, but you have a lot of moving parts here, including the possibility that Watson could be placed on the commissioner's exempt list or eventually face an NFL suspension. And the longer that this goes on, the more likely it becomes that any decision on Watson's future could be pushed out into 2022.
Okay, I agree with everything he said, although I do find it really silly that if a team's interested in Deshaun Watson right now, unless you think he's just going to be banned for life,
yeah,
I don't know why you wouldn't trade for a franchise quarterback if he's going to miss eight games. Because listen to this, there's two. It might actually make it make more sense to trade, because you're going to have less teams,
yes,
competing with you to get him. And teams draft rookie quarterbacks all the time that they don't think can play immediately. So I don't understand why, if you're the Carolina Panthers and you originally thought that the Jets, the Dolphins, all these teams, 49ers maybe even, would be in the mix for Deshaun Watson, if you have that opportunity in front of you, yes, it's not ideal circumstances, but why would you wait until it would not only make more sense for you, but it would make more sense for other teams to get involved? I don't understand that line of thinking. It just doesn't seem rational to me.
No.
It seems kind of like a simpleton way of thinking on this whole thing.
No, it's because you're right. And by the way, when he said, you know, the Texans still are not engaged in trade talks with Deshaun regarding Deshaun Watson, I just can't believe that. I mean, obviously he's plugged in more than I am, but I just cannot believe that they're just sitting around saying, "Hey, y'all want to talk about Deshaun Watson at some point?" No, not yet. Why? And mostly because of, you know, you talked about it too. Teams are chomping at the bit to get Deshaun Watson even now. I mean, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. And if you have an opportunity, and there's not anyone competing for you, you're competing against yourself, I just don't see why you don't be more aggressive and you're not willing to ride out, unless you think for some reason he's going to get banned from the league.
No, he won't.
Tom Pelissero, audio courtesy of NFL Network. Nothing crazy there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it gets crazy, and here's where I about effing lose my mind and try to make sense of where this is coming from. Again, the best news guys get it wrong every once in a while, but if this is really something that could happen if Deshaun Watson's not a Texan, someone's got to explain this to me. Here's Tom Pelissero making me nearly lose my mind on a Friday.
Now, if Watson is not a member of the Texans this fall, whether it is via a trade, a suspension, or he simply doesn't show up because he still does not want to be in Houston, the Texans did sign another veteran quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, but don't rule out the possibility that Houston also could pursue signing Alex Smith. Smith has a history with new Texans coach David Culley. They were together for 4 years back in Kansas City. Smith still thinks that he can be a starter in the league.
Bro,
he wants a chance
about,
to compete, and there just aren't that many places that he could go right now and have that opportunity.
Come on, man. Come on, now.
Are you
Alex Smith
serious? Alex Smith is a good mentor for a young quarterback. Tyrod Taylor is a good mentor for a young quarterback. Alex Smith passed the torch to Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
He passed the torch to Patrick Mahomes. Tyrod Taylor has passed it to Baker Mayfield. He's passed it to Justin Herbert. He's done that. These are good mentors. What is this? Like a mentor free-for-all? That makes no sense. And I'm hoping Pelissero is just pulling this out of nowhere.
Well, he's
because
not.
Especially, but the other thing is, if you are trying to rebuild a team and you are truly trying to take the next step and try to compile draft equity, what good does Alex Smith competing with Tyrod Taylor do? What are you benefiting from that? Because I think either one of those guys would be great backups. I think either one of those guys would be great starters if you had a young quarterback. And I really think they would be a good backup if Deshaun Watson were still here. But you don't need two of those guys. Those are basically like somewhat the same guy, although Alex Smith was a better quality starting quarterback. That makes zero sense to me, the Alex Smith and Tyrod Taylor situation. I don't know where Pelissero is getting this, but it ain't like this is some jamoke throwing this out there. This is Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, one of the most respected reporters throwing that out there. Alex Smith and Tyrod Taylor, are you effing kidding me?
No, look, I'm with you 100%. Alex Smith, you know, we've had some fun with the whole comeback player of the year thing, but we have to be honest. I mean, what would he be here for? Why would he be the quarterback? I mean, obviously, you take Tyrod Taylor every day of the week over Alex Smith right now at this point in his career. And why is he coming in the first place?
Oh, and I don't know if it's every day of the week. I think some people might like Alex Smith more.
I know. I understand that.
Toss up.
But I'm just talking about with the injury and everything.
Yeah.
And he's still coming back.
He did almost lose his leg.
Yeah, still had some trouble. I would prefer Tyrod Taylor. But he's saying, on the one hand, in the first sound that we heard, he's saying they haven't engaged in any trade discussions yet. And then the next thing he says is,
but
if he's gone, it's going to, you know, don't keep your eye on Alex Smith. Bizarre. Bizarre.
I think there's a backwards way of thinking when it comes to a Deshaun Watson trade, but I will be very confused as to why exactly you would want to bring in Alex Smith in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather see Ryan Finley play. And I don't think Ryan Finley has a future at all as a starting quarterback, but there's really no reason. Like, if it was either or, if you told me you can bring in Tyrod Taylor or Alex Smith, I don't know too many teams in the NFL that wouldn't like that to be their backup quarterback.
Right.
Or especially if you have a young guy to mentor their quarterback. But if you're bringing in two of those guys, it seems very, very strange to me. And again, the reason we don't just sit here and acknowledge every rumor on this show. Like, we're very selective in what we address.
Yeah.
But this is Tom Pelissero throwing this out there.
And he mentioned him by name, which he's not just like spitballing there, you know? It came from somewhere.
Interesting. Around the NFL here on Sports Radio 610, Alex Smith and Tyrod Taylor competing in training camp. Sign me up for that. Not. Texans are still clearing cap space. They cleared $5.2 million in 2021 by restructuring Shaq Lawson's contract. They basically convert his salary to a workout bonus and add two voidable years. He's still due $8 million fully guaranteed this season and $9 million in 2022, so he's most likely going to be around. But clearing up cap space for this year, I know you got to trade the draft picks, but there's also a dead cap hit with Watson. I think it's 15 milli, if I'm not mistaken. At Texans Cap on Twitter always has all that. He is the only resource for salary cap when it comes to the Texans and really anything. I don't want to say, but I'm going to say it is interesting that the cap space continues to be cleared after free agency. I know you're eventually going to have to do it with the draft, but after free agency, you're clearing this space.
Why would that be?
Could there be a trade in less than 4 weeks?
I really hadn't thought of it in those terms until this.
What
latest,
else are they? Are they clearing until it for Alex
latest,
Smith?
Well, until this latest one.
Maybe they're clearing it for Alex Smith.
No, they're not. You know what they're doing. Everything they're doing, as I've said multiple times, is pushing Deshaun Watson further away. This is making it even more possible because now you're going to be able to kind of absorb that dead cap money, right? That's why you have this here. So, I mean, I don't when people say, oh, they're not going to trade him, make him sit out, whatever, he's our quarterback, zero interest. Everything they're doing is says otherwise, including this, which is a perfect place to put that dead cap money.
I'm keeping an eye on it, very much so. By the way, speaking of Tyrod Taylor, going around the NFL here on Sports Radio 610, he's pretty good at workout videos. He's got a little Jamesy Hedebo in him.
Mm-hmm.
He puts together some good workout videos. I will say that. You want to check that out on the gram.
Does he do the Derrick Henry push-ups?
No.
Did you see
Ryan Tannehill?
Tannehill did it.
He tried. Didn't look as cool.
He didn't.
As when Derrick Henry did it. Your favorite player of all time has a new gig.
Who's that?
DeAndre Carter signs with the Washington football team.
Oh, really?
Second team since the Texans cut him. Probably fumbling.
Oh, okay.
George Kittle. Used to like him. Yesterday, though. Very low of George Kittle. Put out a picture of himself in a Jags uniform and said, "It's been real, San Francisco. On to the next chapter. Hashtag Duval. April Fools," after everybody commented.
Stop.
And no one even fell for it.
Hey, Strahan.
Your boy Strahan.
What did I tell you, Figgy? You were with me. I thought it might be. I was hoping, I should say, that it was an April Fool's joke that he filled in the gap in his teeth, and you were all about it.
Yeah, I supported it.
But it was an April Fool's joke.
So what do you think of him now?
He's smart. He knows his brand.
No, but he did an April Fool's joke.
Well, I don't like it. I still don't like April Fool's jokes, but I'm glad he's keeping the gap. That's his brand, man. It's like Paul Gallant's
eyebrows.
That's
pretty whack if that's his brand. I feel like you're selling Strahan short.
No, it's his logo. Put it that way.
So should he... I don't get it. So if somebody becomes famous, and let's say that they have BO, and they smell bad, well, do you just keep smelling bad forever?
That's a weird place to go.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he can prove his hygiene and get his teeth fixed. Why are you knocking him for that?
It's not unhygienic to have a gap in your teeth.
You know how hard it has to be for him to eat chicken nuggets?
Just eat it, chew on the side, man.
Then you bite your tongue.
No, you do not. Maybe you do.
Do you think he puts the straw through the gap? When he, like,
oh, I hope so.
If he's eating a milkshake?
Yeah, I hope so. That'd be sweet.
I like how y'all making these gap jokes, and now I got the gap.
You do have a little gap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it ain't a Strahan gap.
It's close.
It's whoa, close, yeah.
Whoa. J-Lo says don't fix it. I don't even
don't
really notice
it. Don't fix
it.
That's your logo.
I'm fixing mine.
Yours
is not my logo.
Yours in the hair.
Fixing he's fixing
I'm
it.
I'm fixing it.
Nick Saban. Talking about offensive coaches yesterday via Zoom.
So good. I love this.
Let me just say this. All these offensive coaches on here, and I'm sure we got a few. I wish I could look at you when I say this to you. You guys are all part of the Taliban, man. You're a part of Al-Qaeda. You have changed our game and made it so hard to play defense for all of us poor defensive guys. You know, I can't sit in church without shaking my leg or my hand starts shaking because I'm worried about what you guys are going to do next. So I do respect you, but I still think you're part of the Taliban.
Nick Saban.
Said Taliban twice.
Nick Saban, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How many Alabama guys are going first round this year?
Who?
Five? I know you got Mac Jones, Smith, Waddle, Sertan.
Oh, that's right.
That's four. That's four for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think like five or six. Does it ever get old, Nick? Good God.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't think it does.
Doubt it. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. That's around the NFL. Reminder, tomorrow, what do we got? 27-ish hours? Cougs.
Yes, sir.
Looking to advance to the big game Monday. April Madness against that team from Waco. We got your coverage at 4 o'clock, courtesy of the greatness that is Academy Sports and Outdoors. I might go to Academy after this. They always got good deals. They always got good coupons. Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors.
They have the Cougs gear, that's for sure.
Holding it down. They got all the gear. Astros, whatever you want. They got the Final Four gear as well. So Academy Sports and Outdoors holding it down for us locally with Cougs coverage beginning tomorrow at 4. Coming up, Carlos Correa not happy with the Houston Astros. Is there a chance that Carlos Correa is traded? Not signing with another team, but traded before the end of the season. We'll discuss next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Carlos Correa. Negotiation. Well, he said there wasn't one, but it didn't happen. No extension, no new contract with Carlos Correa, which means he's going to play it out. But could we see a situation where the Astros decide they're going to trade Carlos Correa at the deadline? Could there be an adjustment and the Astros decide that they're going to trade Correa at the deadline? Now, a lot of teams are reluctant to trade for guys that are considered, quote, rentals. And I think this would require the Astros being either a complete disappointment or extremely confident in what they got. Maybe move Bregman to shortstop, put Diaz at third, something like that. You think that Carlos Correa is at the very least in his final year with the Astros, but do you think he finishes the season? Is there any way in hell that Carlos Correa gets traded at the deadline?
I don't think so, man, because number one, the Astros would have to crater and be out of the race. Because you're not going to trade him if you're in the race. And number two, it would take another team who's willing to take that on, you know, and then enter free agency. Unless they just, you know, promise some enormous contract, Carlos Correa is not going to avoid free agency, you know, at this point. He's going to go for the $300 million, and he'll get it from someone.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. I actually think there's a chance that he remains an Astro after this season. I don't know what the market is going to be. I think it's going to be very important for Carlos Correa to be in the lineup more than he has for the most part in recent years. But I think Jim Crane will adjust. And I think when Jim Crane sees Justin Verlander come off the books and Zach Greinke, I think he might be a little bit more open. And I think James Click might be as well. So I do think there's at least a possibility there. I don't see any way that they trade Carlos Correa during the deadline.
Yeah.
And I also think if they are going to let him go, I think James Click's the type of guy that would like that pick that comes with Carlos Correa signing with another team. So I could see that. I think there's a better chance than most of Correa coming back because I think the market's either not going to be what he hopes it will be, or I think that Jim Crane will be willing to match whatever offer he gets. I don't
he
know.
He would
how
have
many,
to make an exception.
But I don't know how many teams are going to give Carlos Correa a 10-year deal. I know that he is, when he's on the field, in that class with Francisco Lindor. I get that. But we're talking about 40 games a year, man, yeah. In your early 20s. We're talking about a guy missing 40 games a year in his early 20s. I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle. Eventually when the negotiations do happen.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's a 7-year deal, 8-year deal. I know the Astros were offering a 5 and then a 6 initially. I think this could be a situation where they kind of meet in the middle. But I think with the way these negotiations were going on.
You're talking about with the Astros?
Yes. I could see them meeting in the middle. I don't think the Astros are not going to give Carlos Correa a 10-year deal. But I could see maybe something happening where, you know, Carlos Correa was on the far right and the Astros were on the far left. And then as stuff plays out this season and you kind of see what's going on with the market. Maybe those two sides meet in the middle and we see something.
I don't see that, because he might be a stud into his late 30s and early 40s, but you can't count on that. And so he's sacrificing basically $60 million if he does that. Because you say you don't know who's going to give him, you know, the 10-year deal. There will be somebody who gives him a 10-year deal. Someone will.
Then peace out. Tip of the cap.
No, that's why I'm saying I think this is his last year here. Someone will. And I think in his preferred world, it'll be one of the New Yorks or one of the LAs, you know, that'll give him that deal. Because if he signs an 8-year deal, if Crane makes that exception, because, you know, basically the impasse was they wanted to offer 5 or 6 years. He wanted 10, because at 5 or 6 years, you know, you don't want to enter free agency at 33, right? So it makes sense from Correa's standpoint. If he extends it to 8, that's not any better. You enter free agency at 35. So that's why he's going to get the 10-year deal somewhere.
The market will tell. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Astros 8-1 yesterday over the A's. Just the coconuts that we've come to love, that the Astros have shown so consistently yesterday, and just that sense of the moment and that charisma that comes with this team just on display yesterday. I think the stretch from the bottom of the seventh, when Paredes found his way out of trouble, and then shortly after that you have the back-to-back bombs from Brantley and Bregman, that was just that feel of the moment where they feel threatened, they get out of trouble, you see the raw emotion. And then, boom, Michael Brantley followed by Alex Bregman. It was just on display, and we're going to get three more tastes of it this weekend, starting tonight at 8:40 with Christian Javier on the mound. What's the better chance, though, of happening? And let's just talk about the two standoffs that we've been talking about. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Sports Radio 610. Carlos Correa signing another deal with the Astros, which you do not think is going to happen. Or Deshaun Watson taking another snap as a Houston Texan. Which one is more likely to happen?
It's got to be Correa, right? I don't think Deshaun Watson is... He's done. He's gone. Sadly.
Is he? If he doesn't get traded in the next 4 weeks?
He's not going to play for
What that. Else is he going to do? Well, is he going to sit around?
He will. And like they still could trade him later. And when he holds out, they could trade him before the season even, or during the season, or after next season, making him sit out. Whereas there's a slight chance, as we've been talking about, that, you know, Jim Crane might make an exception and say, yeah, we like our philosophy, except in this case, let's go ahead and give him a 10-year deal. So I think that's more likely.
Yeah, I think it's more likely the Correa thing as well, because I think Deshaun's going to be traded within the next 4 weeks, and then I think it'll be a moot point. So I'm with you. I'll go Los Correa. I want to ask you another thing, and I'm being dead serious. I'm not trying to make you laugh.
Shh. All right.
Biggie, don't make me laugh when you laugh. Let's just put aside everything that's going on right now with Deshaun Watson, because the allegations are serious. There is a lot of extra shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
But assuming that Deshaun Watson's going to play football again eventually, massages are important for professional athletes, specifically for quarterbacks.
Where are you going with
this? Am I right?
Yeah.
Massages are important?
Yeah.
How is Deshaun Watson going to approach massages from now on? Like, what is he going to do? Is he going to have like a video camera on? Are people going to be hesitant to give him massages because of the reputation? I'm being serious. Like,
I don't think that's a bad question.
I know this is weird, but
I don't think that's a bad question.
I think massages are very important for professional athletes.
Is he going to be able to get one?
For sure, right?
Eh.
I mean, I don't know about a random one. I don't know if he's going to be able to call the spa and say, hey, this is Deshaun Watson. I want to get a massage. Regardless of what happened, just because that is
call
out
the
there.
Police.
What? How is he going to approach getting massages
from
now
on? Imagine
getting
that call.
Is he just going to have to, like, what's he going to do?
Someone
is he going
to Instagram?
Is he just going to have to get one person?
No, I think what's going to happen, he's going to have to go everything through the team, whichever team he's on. Like, I
have to be a security guard in there, too.
I need therapy, so his trainer goes, maybe. And or a trainer from the team goes, and then they give him a massage.
Is he going to have the same feeling getting a massage? Like,
no, he's not.
No.
Although it will be quick.
No, but like, is he going to...
No, really, quick.
All right, let's talk about the good massages and the jokes aside. Do you think he's going to be able to relax as much, or is he going to have in the back of his mind, like, what do I need to do here?
Dumb boy.
I'm serious.
I am too.
Massages are...
You can't tell me that he's going to get a massage that he's not going to be thinking, all right, baseball.
Mother Teresa.
Yes, exactly. Puppies.
Kitty litter. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader. One of the strangest Deshaun Watson rumors you will ever hear. Lessons that we learned this week and tripping balls into one of the best local sports weekends we've had in a long, long time. Next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Tom Pelissero had this to say on NFL Network. Nothing strange here, but this is him talking about the situation with the Texans and the standoff, which is ongoing with Deshaun Watson.
The Texans have still not engaged in trade talks on Deshaun Watson, but I can tell you they continue to get calls even as Watson faces serious allegations in more than 20 civil suits alleging a variety of different sexual misconduct. Now, it is possible that things change here in the coming weeks and months and that the Texans look to trade Deshaun Watson. But you have a lot of moving parts here, including the possibility that Watson could be placed on the commissioner's exempt list or eventually face an NFL suspension. And the longer that this goes on, the more likely it becomes that any decision on Watson's future could be pushed out into 2022.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, I don't understand the logic if you are an organization that is interested in Deshaun Watson, especially if there are going to be less suitors that might be scared, why you wouldn't offer max value just because you know for sure you're going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, if you're not going to trade for Deshaun Watson because you think he might miss a few games, I don't understand that line of thinking, because teams draft rookie quarterbacks all the time that don't play immediately. Patrick Mahomes played one game his rookie year, and you've seen Aaron Rodgers sit out for years. Like, you don't have to play every game your rookie year. There are a lot of guys who weren't starters. So I don't understand that line of thinking. But okay, that's not too crazy from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network.
Well, one thing, though, unless you're just inept, and I don't think Nick Caserio is inept, what are you doing not taking any at this point? You know what I mean?
I just find that silly.
I think that's just a big lie.
I feel like that is planted. I feel like someone, for some reason, wants there to be some notion that he's not taking calls. But
well,
they're still not taking calls
on Deshaun Watson. What? Why?
So
they are, first of all. Let me just make that clear. They are.
So you're telling me that Nick Caserio, when he talked to the Dolphins about the trade of Bernardrick McKinney and Shaq Lawson, like Watson didn't come up? Like, even in passing, when he's talking to people that he knows very well, it didn't come up? Like, come on.
Well, Nick Caserio wouldn't be doing his job at this point. JJ gone. We know the story, right? All the short-term contracts. You brought in Tyrod Taylor. You have, maybe Alex. maybe someone else coming. And with Ryan Finley and all those other guys. There is no scenario where Deshaun Watson will be the quarterback.
This is where it gets weird. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. This is where it gets really weird and bizarre. This is Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, one of the most respected reporters in the NFL, talking about, I don't even know if you call it a contingency plan, because I consider Tyrod Taylor that for Deshaun Watson, but talking about another possible quarterback being brought to H-Town.
Now, if Watson is not a member of the Texans this fall, whether it is via a trade, a suspension, or he simply doesn't show up because he still does not want to be in Houston, the Texans did sign another veteran quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, but don't rule out the possibility that Houston also could pursue signing Alex Smith. Smith has a history with new Texans coach David Culley. They were together for 4 years back in Kansas City. Smith still thinks that he can be a starter in the league. He wants a chance to compete, and there just aren't that many places that he could go right now and have that opportunity.
Okay.
Alex Smith.
Why?
I don't know. That one stumps me just completely. Do they want Tyrod Taylor and Alex Smith to compete for the starting job?
That's pretty much the same type of guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two very good mentors who've, you know, successfully passed the torch and mentored. Most recently, Justin Herbert for Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield. Before that, Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes, Colin Kaepernick. He's done that. I just don't understand why you would want those two guys. That just doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. And that would really make me raise the eyebrows and wonder what the hell is going on here. I don't get why how that serves the Texans. I'd love either one of those guys as a backup. I think those are good backups.
Sure.
But they're both veteran guys. Unless you're just trying to...
You know what they're trying to do.
I don't know. I don't get it.
They're trying to get through 2021, man.
We'll get through it without Alex Smith.
I don't know why they would need Alex Smith.
It's his last year.
I agree with you on that. But everything the Texans are doing, you have to realize, is not, you know, with the intent of winning in 2021.
But isn't Alex Smith kind of a try-to-win guy?
Well, they're all going to try to win. I'm just saying that this is a transition year. Why do you also need Alex Smith?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Just doesn't make sense. And quite honestly, I'm tired of hearing about the knee. Not to be a jerk. I'm tired of hearing about it. That's
Good
enough.
Gracious.
You're alive. You're walking. Congratulations. Enough.
He's a walking miracle.
Good job, dude. You got an award for it. Let's move on. I don't need to hear that story
again. You
got
an award for it.
God.
What do you want, a badge?
Can you imagine what HoustonTexans.com would do with Alex Smith?
Oh. Yeah. Maybe Vandermeer?
In order to put your best foot forward, you got to have both legs.
Paul Brown, sometimes he doesn't get the credit, it seems.
Alex Smith's career has come full circle. It was a couple years ago against the Houston Texans, ironically, where Alex Smith almost lost his leg. Many believed he would not walk. His journey continued in Washington with the Washington football team, where he won Comeback Player of the Year. And now his journey comes full circle as he arrives with the team that he was on the field against when his leg was broken.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Inserts, narration,
yeah.
Insert all this, insert Alex Smith interview, insert Alex Smith's wife talking about he almost lost his leg. Insert Alex Smith talking about how he almost gave up, but he didn't want to give up. Insert highlights of the comeback season, and then Vandermeer goes back. Alex Smith led the Washington Redskins to the playoffs. Although they did not reach the ultimate goal, it was one of the most successful, touching stories in NFL history. Insert Ron Rivera interview. Insert Alex Smith walking off the field, waving. And now, a familiar face is reunited with Alex Smith. Insert David Coley and Alex Smith picture in Kansas City back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
With his arm around him. David Coley talking about how great Alex Smith is and how much character he has and all this type of stuff. Vandermeer back on. Building the Texans is going to take a lot of work. When you build something from the ground up, you've got to have guys who know what it takes to overcome adversity.
The most important part of the building is the building.
The most important thing about football is the football.
That's why Alex Smith is the perfect guy to help the journey.
All about being a Texan.
The end.
He's going to be a Texan.
Heard enough of it, man.
Yeah.
Heard enough of it. Good job.
This is a weird one, man.
Good job, Alex.
The two parts of Pelissero's, I guess we're kind of in this. We're in the business. We're in the circle. We know how these things work. Clearly, someone from the Texans told Tom Pelissero, "Now, I don't want you to say that we're working on a deal. So just just say we're not working on we're not having trade discussions, but this, and this, and oh, by the way, Alex Smith." I just can't emphasize this enough. The Houston Texans are talking trades with Deshaun Watson. 100%. Don't believe anything else. And even if I didn't know that from people, I can tell you that from just reading the situation here. So it's almost comical that they continue to push this narrative. The general manager himself has said, well, we'll see, after saying it was zero interest. So it's just, and then how does Alex Smith enter the into the equation?
Alex Smith, great guy. I just, when you have Tyrod Taylor, I don't understand what exactly is going on. I'm going to hell on scholarship, I guess, according to some people on the text line. The story's just kind of old to me. I'm sorry. Let's talk about what we learned this week here on Sports Radio 610. It is Friday. Reminder, tomorrow, 4-ish, we'll give our predictions, but the Cougs going to be in action against that team from Waco. Little April Madness looking to get to the big game on Monday. First time in 3+ decades that they've been there. We got your coverage, courtesy of the greatness that is Academy Sports and Outdoors. Academy Sports and Outdoors providing you with that local Cougs coverage. Lesson number one this week.
Numero uno.
Nick Caserio has at the very least changed his stance when it comes to Deshaun Watson. Initially, it was Deshaun's our quarterback. End of story. That's our guy.
Yeah.
Here was Caserio with Albert Breer on the Albert Breer Show.
I think the legal process is kind of a separate entity. That's a pretty active situation. So, you know, we'll leave that to, you know, to the authorities from that perspective. I mean, we're kind of day to day with everything, with everybody. From the beginning, since I've taken the job to now, we've had a lot of change and there's been a lot of activity. I would suspect, you know, as we work towards the start of training camp and into the regular season, that will continually have some adjustments and changes to the roster. What those look like, what that entails, we're just kind of going through it one day at a time and trying to get ready for the next phase of potentially what we think is the offseason. So that's kind of what I would say just as it pertains to that situation.
We can read as much as we want into that, and God knows we do, but it's changed.
Yeah.
It's closer on the side of he could be traded, at least from what he's publicly saying, than what it was before. There's really no disputing that.
None. I mean, it's a 180 from zero to, yeah, we'll see. That's pretty significant.
Lesson number two.
Numero dos.
Your honus can be deleted, courtesy.
Favorite part of the week.
Of Drea Michelle, Instagram model, over 8 million Instagram followers, formerly of Basketball Wives, linked to Texans quarterback Tyrod Taylor. She said on The Breakfast Club, honus can be erased.
I think that a hoe is somebody who sleeps with everyone. I don't think I'm considered a hoe no more. I don't really got nobody in the last like two or three years.
She said no more.
Don't say no.
No,
more.
Your honus can get deleted.
Deleted.
It's been very controversial. Had someone yesterday when I was at HEB come up to me randomly and say, your honus cannot be deleted.
It cannot. I agree with that person.
Guy that was stalking the carrots looked at me like, what are y'all talking about? I said, download that Odyssey app.
There you go.
Formerly the radio.com app. Listen from 10 to 2. And this is the kind of stuff you'll get.
This is true. And it was one of the more active text message threads that we got the whole week as well. Can your honus be deleted?
Lesson number three.
Numero tres.
Sticking with the gram, Shaq Lawson, new Texans D-end, by way of Miami and Clemson. They restructured his contract, cleared up about $5 million in cap space. That's cool. But we also learned from Shaq Lawson that when you slide in a porn star's DMs, like Tiana Trump, and you tell her you want to make her your girlfriend, she might not only post that to her story, calling you out, but then she also might double down. Imagine Tiana Trump doubling down.
I think she has a few times.
Maybe a triple.
Yeah.
Here is Tiana Trump not only exposing Shaq Lawson, but then telling a bold-faced lie afterwards.
I just woke up from a nap and realized that I posted something on Instagram that I didn't mean to post. I hate Instagram. That's why I don't ever post on here.
She knew exactly what she was
doing. Hate it with a passion because it will post on your story that you don't even want to post. I didn't even mean to post that.
You know how much effort you have to put into posting a DM? This isn't like sharing someone's story. You have to screenshot it. You have to save it. You then have to go to your story. You click on the top
left.
That's right. You click on the plus, and you put it there. Come on, Ms. Trump.
And
you're she, full of it.
You said it. She's got 8 million followers. I think she knows how to use Instagram. I think she knows how.
No, Drea has 8 million.
Oh.
She has over 1 million.
Okay,
though.
1 million. Okay, I stand corrected. Still a million. That's ridiculous.
Would you rather date Deanna Trump or Drea? Gotta go Drea, right? Even though she's been linked to all these athletes and stuff. She's not a porn star.
I mean,
there's no video.
Well, that's true.
You've always said it's okay as long as there's no video.
Yeah, probably her. Probably Drea. Yeah.
Did you ever have the numbers discussion with your wife before y'all got married?
Oh, no. It was one.
Did you fig?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
I'm just asking. Some people do, some
Everybody's
people don't.
Lying. Of course you did, Figgy. Everybody.
No.
They always ask.
No.
Get out of here.
No.
You're lying to
me. I'm telling you, man. No, it ain't,
dude.
It ain't. I'm telling you, it ain't a thing anymore.
I lie about mine.
It ain't a thing.
Everybody lies about it.
No, but they don't ask. It's not a
You know the old
anymore.
Line? Whatever number a guy says.
That's the American Pie thing.
Cut it in half. Whatever number a girl says, double it.
Disagree with that.
I don't.
I feel like that is a awful stereotype.
Everybody asks that. Once you get deeper into the relationship, everybody does.
It's the old American Pie rule of three. Final lesson. And this is an interesting development. John McClain is 0-3.
Oh, man.
Post-free agency when it comes to getting the first question. He's had the first question for nearly four decades, whether it's the Oilers or the Texans. But he has not gotten the first question the last three times. There is a streak of three. Is John McClain bothered? I'll let you tell me what we learned after this answer, J-Lo. Is Aaron Wilson the new first question guy in town?
I have no idea. I know they asked Sarah Barshoff the first question one point, Mark Berman the first question one point, but it seems I've been demoted.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
No.
And I don't give a rat's you know what.
What?
I know, but...
No way!
Man, John, what are they doing to John McClain?
You got to be the first question.
A lot of changes over there.
You got to be the first question, man.
As long as I get called on and get my questions in, I don't care when
you
it
set
is.
The tone, though. You're the tone setter.
You know what, John? Take that as a compliment. That means they're like, oh, no, John McClain about to ask us a question.
Well, they know I don't mind asking a tough question, but I can do that whether I'm second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth.
All right. So what did we learn there?
Yeah, John McClain is feeling the wrath of Jack Easterby. This is a Jack Easterby production, too.
Friday Future Trip in here on In the Loop. We got three Astros games. We got the Final Four. Going to be right here at 4 o'clock, courtesy of Westwood One. Hit me with it.
Houston Cougars, pull it off. They have to. They will. They got the better coach. They're going to defend. They're going to figure out a way to defend the Baylor Bears and get it done.
Give me the Bears. I'm going to go with the Bears.
The Bears.
The green and yellow version. I'm going to go with
the Bears.
That's
a great point, Landry. It's
nothing to hang your head on U of H. Nothing to be ashamed of. I just think the Bears are more talented.
And Gonzaga with another double-digit victory despite playing a pretty good and charmed UCLA team.
Right, I'm gonna go with the Zags as well. So I'm going chalk. I'm going the two best teams in college basketball over the course of the season: Baylor versus the Zags. You got the Cougs versus the Zags. You want to talk about some good hoop? That game, by the way, next time we're on the air, we're gonna have that for you. Sports Radio 610. That's gonna be a Monday nighter. Half price pizza.
By tomorrow afternoon, Tony Busby will have another statement.
Okay. I think he's not going to say anything all weekend.
I think by tomorrow afternoon, he'll have another one.
I think it's going to be a 100% quiet weekend for Deshaun, 100%
really?
Quiet for Rusty. Not a thing. We're just
you
gonna
said that
sit
last back. Week.
Yeah,
I
you did.
And I was wrong. And I'm just going to sit back. We're going to enjoy the sports. We're not going to hear anything about it. Nothing.
Good luck with that.
Nothing.
Good luck with that.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right.
Figgy, I'm all about that versus, man. Don't think I didn't see what you were doing today.
Oh, yeah.
Playing nothing but Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
They're having
sweet.
A versus?
Yeah.
Yep.
Big time.
Hosted by Steve Harvey.
Big time.
Gosh, good Lord.
This one ain't for you. This one ain't for
it's
you.
For people who appreciate
it's for grown
good
folks.
Music. Yeah, exactly. Adults.
Yes.
Thanks to Ricky Winslow for hopping on. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. If you got to work this weekend, going to be less traffic. If you don't, enjoy the weekend however you decide to do so. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. We'll talk to you Monday at 10 a.m. Enjoy this awesome, awesome sports weekend. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter. We'll talk to you Monday. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.